Tell me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
This story takes place in the year 1870 in Germany, just before the outbreak of the Franco-German War. There was a company called Beer and Sondheimer, and they specialized in metals and in copper. And you can imagine that before a war is about to break out, the government, the defense department of a country, wants to make sure that they have a lot of metal so that they can create ammunition that they need to fight in the war. It was Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Mr. Beer said goodbye to everybody at the office. He was heading home for Shabbos. On Shabbos, Mr. Beer did not do any work. He spent time with his family, he went to shul, he ate the Shabbos meals and was involved in beautiful Shabbos activities, not work. On Monday morning, Mr. Beer went back to the office and saw that he had missed many, many, many telegrams. The Ministry of Defense had sent a telegram to Mr. Beer offering to buy a bunch of metal from him. When they didn't receive an answer, they sent another telegram offering more money. They thought that maybe Mr. Beer wasn't answering the telegram because he wanted more money for the metals that they wanted to purchase. So they sent a third telegram, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a sixth. When Mr. Beer got to that office on Monday morning, there were so many telegrams, and each telegram offered a higher price for the Ministry of Defense to purchase the metals from Mr. Beer. Mr. Beer reached out to the Ministry of Defense and said, "I will be honored to sell metal to you, but only at the original price that you offered. I see on these telegrams that you kept raising the price. You must have thought that I wasn't answering you because I wanted more money. I wasn't answering you because I was keeping the holy day of Shabbos and I don't work on Shabbos. So I'm happy to sell it to you the first price, not the highest price." And as a result of this sale that he made and the honesty that he showed to the government of Germany, they said, "You are going to be the one that we make our purchases from." And this helped his company grow very, very big and very, very successful. Who did Mr. Beer learn this from? None other than Rabbi Safra. Who was Rabbi Safra? Rabbi Safra was an Amora, a rabbi that lived in the time that the Gemara was being learned and put together. Rabbi Safra lived in Bavel, and he was in the middle of davening. He was in the middle of saying Shema when somebody came to him and made an offer because they wanted to buy wine from him. And he wasn't able to answer them because he was in the middle of speaking to Hashem, so he couldn't speak to somebody else. But when they saw that he didn't answer, a higher price was offered, and another higher price, and higher and higher and higher. And when Rabbi Safra finished davening, he told the customer, "I'm happy to sell the wine to you, but only at the original price that you offered. I wasn't not answering because I was trying to get more money from you. I was just in the middle of davening, so I wasn't able to answer." Who is the first role model of this for both Rabbi Safra and Mr. Beer? Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's Parsha, the last Parsha of Sefer Shemot Pikudei, when the Mishkan is finished and Moshe makes an accounting for every single donation that was made and how that money was spent. The Midrash Tanhuma tells us that Moshe overheard two people talking. One person said, "Wow, Moshe is so careful. It's so good that he's the one. He's in charge of these donations. They come to him and he is being so careful with it." And somebody else said, "Huh, are you kidding? Somebody who's called a scoffer, somebody who likes to make fun. He's going to become very rich off of this. You'll see." And when Moshe heard that, Moshe knew, we have to not just be honest and scrupulous in our dealings between ourselves and other people and ourselves and Hashem. We have to make sure that we act in a way that it would never even look. No one would ever be able to think that maybe we took advantage or maybe we cheated. Moshe had every single donation written down and accounted for. And that's what the name of the Parsha is, Pikudei. These are the accountings. This is what I counted up. This is what I got. And this is how we spent every last bit of donations that were made. This week, we have the zechut of saying, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek, when we complete a sefer. And when we say Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek, we're asking Hashem to help strengthen us, that the lessons, the messages, the Torah that we learn from the Sefer is something that will strengthen us and that we will carry with us. And I hope that this lesson of holding ourselves to a very, very high degree of honesty in business, in dealings with other people, with their money, with their stuff, honesty in all areas of our life, along with all the other lessons that we have learned in the holy book of Shemot, will be something that we will carry with us with strength. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. Shabbat shalom.